Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Well, time to talk about the nationalisation of the Reserve Bank, which we're going to be chatting to Dr. Roelof Botha about a little bit later on in the show, as I see he's just entered the studio lounge. But on the line, we've got the MD of the Banking Association of South Africa, Kaz Kuvadia. Kaz, welcome.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Now, I mean, the debate seems to have split a lot of people. A lot of people who say, well, the Reserve Bank's mandate and independence really stems from the Constitution. It's a creature of statute. Who cares whether or not it's got state-owned or private shareholders? So what's the fuss about? What's Barsa's take?
Well, look, you're absolutely right. I mean, the mandate, the independence is protected by the Constitution, and so in some ways it's sort of red herring. But what we are concerned about is, if you look at it within the context of just the sort of messaging that's going out of our country, we believe, again, it's a message, if we're talking about nationalization of the Reserve Bank, it creates negative perceptions amongst investors and others. That's the one thing. The second thing is, you know, the boards, if it's owned by the state then appoints a full board of directors. We've seen what boards of directors have done at state-owned institutions, and we don't want to create a situation where some people might think that they can interfere in the mandate of the bank and make it difficult for the governor to do his job. It just creates unnecessary negative connotations that we don't need as a country at the moment. It doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter who owns the bank,
why do it?
Why actually raise it, and why talk about nationalization of the bank and so on? We just think that it's unnecessary. We think it's negative messaging, again, within the context of a lot of negativity coming out of the country at the moment, and we think that it should be stopped.
And Kaz, it's an issue that was raised by Lister Mainchies, my market commentator, with me while we're during the traffic report, just around the perception by international investors of South Africa right now, as we see a lot of international investors, net sellers of our equities, that we are increasingly becoming less attractive, less open, less free. Talk of doing away with property rights, the risks around Eskom, and now raising this issue, it's back to your point. The optics aren't good at this particular stage, so why do it now? That said, it's not unusual. There are only seven privately held reserve banks in the world.
It's not unusual at all, but you know, we compare ourselves to, the president compared us to the UK, but you know, those are economies, although not growing at the rates they used to grow, they are growing. These are reasonably strong economies, whereas we're growing at under 1%. We have investment envoys going all over the world to try and raise investment. We need to create jobs. We need to bring people in. We need to bring investors in. It's not going to happen just through South African investors, but even South African investors would feel jittery if we start tampering with property rights and all of that. We're still confident that on the EWC stuff will come out at a pragmatic space and so on, but it's the sort of negative messaging, you know, young hotshots sitting at a computer with buttons in front of them and moving millions of dollars around the world. They're not interested in the what lies beneath all of this. They just hear this and they press the button.
Unfortunately, it is that
nuance.
We
don't need that.
It is that nuance that's lost in the broader ocean of emerging markets.
Exactly.
Kaz, unfortunately, what is also lost is time, as we have to cross to Nkwazi to find out what's happening out in the news. That was Kaz Kuvadia, the Banking Association of South Africa's Managing Director.